Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin. My co-host is Brian Thompson. And today our guest is Don Weiler with Bailey Weiler Design Build. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about the company as that you guys have. You do home building, you do commercial office building, as well as office renovations. You've done a lot of medical buildings, as well as home renovations. Mm-hmm. And we were talking during the break about some different neighborhoods that really have some really great houses that are great bones mm-hmm. that are on the market, possibly. And people want to live in that particular area, maybe. Oh, yeah. It could be a very coveted area, mm-hmm. whether it's for the school system or right. whether it's because the houses just have good bones, but they're dated. Mm-hmm. How can you help?
Well, we have done some amazing projects, and homeowners just write us letters that, in fact, we just had a homeowner a few weeks ago write us a letter and say she gets home from work every day and mm-hmm. opens her door into her new home and just is blown away every day by her new home, where we just took out some interior walls. Mm-hmm. It was one of these homes that when you used to walk into it, the first thing you would see is a wall.
Yeah.
You would walk into a wall, and then behind the wall was the kitchen, mm-hmm. and behind another wall was the living room or dining room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, lots of walls. Back in the 70s yeah. and early 80s, they put up lots of walls.
Yeah.
We had rooms. We didn't have open concepts.
Yeah, rooms, no. yeah. Living room was separate from the kitchen, was separate from the other room. So we opened it up, and we put hardwood throughout. Now when you walk in, you see all the way through to the back of the house. You see out this really nice big window. You see the trees in their backyard. It lets light in the whole way, and it just really changes the house. And so speaking of neighborhoods, I mean, there's neighborhoods like Hoosier Acres. Mm-hmm. We have done projects in there where, you know, the homes are just absolutely some stunning homes mm-hmm. on some really nice lots, mm-hmm. really mature lots with mature trees.
And
beautiful
bigger.
Settings.
A bit bigger, the lots.
Bigger
they're
lots.
They're not the postage stamp lot that you see a lot.
Really, you know, in many cases, very high quality homes.
Right.
But just you know, need an update or need some tweaks to the layout to really fit with how families operate these days. We have a project going right now in Spicewood, another one there on the south side, southeast mm-hmm. side, mm-hmm. where, again, some beautiful homes and a beautiful little neighborhood kind of tucked away mm-hmm. real close to town. Elm Heights, Blue Ridge up on the north side. Again, we just did a really nice kitchen renovation, actually kitchen master bath master bedroom renovation for a homeowner there that turned out just mm-hmm. stunning. And even Hyde Park. I mean, we think of, you know, Hyde mm-hmm. Park, you know, a lot of people still think of it as a relatively new neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
Some of those houses have been there for a bit.
Yeah, yeah. And some of them were built, you know, back in the day when burgundy and hunter green and, you know, shiny brass were.
And velour wallpaper.
Yeah, ooh, were the thing. So, you know, we've done some great projects there where, you know, we've taken and opened them up and really made, in fact, we had one where one of our homeowners had a little open house after their renovation and they just stood back mm-hmm. During the open house and said, I never thought I'd fit 50 people in my house and be able to look and see every one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just, it's amazing. A lot of times I don't think homeowners can visualize what it could look like. And that's where I have to brag on Craig Bailey. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Craig is really good, very creative. He is definitely the creative side of our company. But then again, I mean, there are a lot of really good designers here in town. We have worked with many good designers here in town on several projects. For example, one of the projects in Spicewood, we worked with a very good designer here in town, and just several folks that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you know, we don't homeowners don't have to come to us for the design. Sometimes you know they're working with other mm-hmm. folks that they trust and have a valued mm-hmm. relationship with, and we respect that, and mm-hmm. and we in fact we love working with other professionals here in town. We just view ourselves then as part of the team and helping the homeowner achieve their goals.
Right. It's a huge collaborative effort then.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It's a little inspiring for all parties too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And I'll brag on Bailey Weiler that they're also very involved with Habitat for Humanity and we're one of the builders this year for the Builders Blitz for 2016 and have been involved in several builds. Mm-hmm. Not the very first one, maybe not even first two, but you've been involved in what, three now?
Yep. This was our third one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And we partnered this past year with Lauren Wood and Drew Antilla. And built one of the homes, one of the three that were built, and had a great time. It's just one of those. Bloomington's just an awesome community for the builders. I think the builders really have a good relationship. We work well together, and that's just a great opportunity for us all to come together and. The rest of the time, we're all kind of running our companies and building our homes and working on our projects. And that's just an awesome opportunity to come together for a couple of weeks. And, the building process takes a couple of weeks. The planning process takes a year and
several months.
Definitely. And we also had an awesome partner this past year with University Baptist Church, which is located out on East 3rd Street. They stepped up in a big way and sponsored the house that we built this year. And it's their 50th anniversary, and they really wanted to have a keystone or project. And really stepped up big. And we're a great partner on our Habitat house this year.
Nice. That's awesome. So we only have a few minutes left, I'm sure. But I want to make sure that we talk about, some of the stuff here I see on your notes about talking about clean lines, that people are really looking at that. And
One of the things that, people are looking for contemporary in some of these homes, they want a contemporary look, but they don't want it to feel cold or stale or
industrial.
And there's ways to add industrial elements, you can have flush mount appliances and flush mount cabinets and waterfall countertops, which are all kind of a very modern look, but you can definitely then soften it up with reclaimed wood and picking sustainable materials.
Right.
So, just because you have a modern or a crisp style doesn't mean it has to feel cold. It can still be a space that feels very welcoming and warm. And also, there's another the barn finishes.
Huge right now.
Are huge.
How many times do you hear that?
Yes. If there's a barn door in it, everyone's going to go crazy for it.
Yeah. Barn wood, barn doors, even mud rooms, the barn motif in mud rooms, you go in, you just kick your Carhartts and your boots off and you just, let the mud fly.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a popular, board and batten is very popular. So, that's my daughter just got engaged, and we even noticed that in the reception venues. I mean, there are a lot of barn venues.
Yes.
So barns are really big. We have built more barns and designed more barns in the last few years than we have in the previous 10. So it is definitely a big part of our business right now.
That's awesome. Well, we're out of time, but I want to make sure that you talk about how people can reach you.
Well, we are online, bailey-weiler.com. It's
BAILEY-WEILER.com.
Sorry, a little bit of brain freeze.
That's
there.
Right.
And, or you can call us at 812-330-1169. And we're in the process of redoing our website. We hope to get... make it a little bit more picture-centric and get some more of our photos out there. So if it's not up there when you visit it, then keep going back, and sometime we'll have even more photos out there.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, Don.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.